Good afternoon. We will enjoy a good amount of sunshine today behind the front that brought clouds and showers our way yesterday. Out ahead of the front, temperatures were unseasonably mild and mainly in the lower 60s. Not quite as mild today, but still a bit above average with that sunshine pushing readings into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still, we'll have a gusty northwest breeze at times, and that'll make it feel a bit cooler despite the sunshine throughout the afternoon. Tonight, skies will be clear with high pressure building in, the wind will relax, and temperatures will be allowed to drop off into the 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for a dry day on Saturday. Eventually, some clouds will start to creep in from the west, mixing with the sunshine, and it will be seasonably cool with highs in the middle to upper 40s. A storm system out in the Midwest will pivot through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. We'll be on the fringe of this system with some clouds and perhaps some flurries or snow showers, especially in the Adirondacks, early on Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds, and it will be breezy and chilly with highs in the lower 40s. The heart of the coldest air with the next air mass will be in on Monday with highs in the upper 30s to around 40, despite a good amount of sunshine. At this point, a big ridge of high pressure will start to build into the eastern part of the country again. This will produce quiet and dry weather through the midweek period, including the big travel days and Thanksgiving. Temperatures will moderate, lower to mid-40s Tuesday, mid to upper 40s on Wednesday, and near 50, the way it looks right now for Thanksgiving Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today with plenty of cold air in place across the north central United States, the first significant snowstorm of the season is expected to materialize from Nebraska to Michigan heading into the weekend. A low-pressure system exiting the Rockies is forecast to intensify as it tracks across the plains, the Corn Belt, and eventually through the Great Lakes. A wide band of moderate to heavy snow is expected north of the low, with the heaviest amounts from eastern Nebraska through most of Iowa and extending eastward into Chicago and Milwaukee and then into lower Michigan by tomorrow evening. Winter storm watches and warnings have been issued for these areas, and where the heaviest snow band set up, amounts of 6 to 12 inches of snow are likely, with widespread 4 to 8 inch amounts outside of the heaviest bands. And Typhoon Impha is located about 250 miles southeast of Guam in the western Pacific Ocean. Impha has winds of 115 miles per hour and gusts up to 145 miles per hour. The typhoon is expected to pass south of Guam while it intensifies today and head toward Okinawa over the weekend. Right now, the forecast is for Impha to curve north and remain over the ocean before it reaches the island. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Riverside, San Pascual, and Elsinore, all in California, to a low of 2 at Burgess Junction, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the 50s, Boston showers, then increasing sun in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 72, set in 1991, and the record low, 6, in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:28 p.m. 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s, some light snow showers or flurries early Sunday morning, then partly sunny, breezy, and cold 43 in the afternoon. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Monday, only in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. High temperatures climbing from the lower 40s Tuesday, mid to upper 40s Wednesday to near 50 on Thanksgiving Day. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.